Today we finish off our series about the Big Day Kohuna. We're going to finish it off with a sicha from the Kutisichas Chelek Vav, Parshas Tetzaveh. It's based on the two Rashis. The Pasuk says, Va'ata yu Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakrev Elecha Sa'ar Nachicha V'zbon Avitei Mitech V'nei Yisrael L'chanoi Li. You have to bring close to you Aaron, your brother, and his children, his sons, amongst all the other Yidin L'chanoi Li, they're going to serve me as Kehanim. So Rashi says, Va'ata Hakrev Elecha, after you finish the Melechas HaMishkan, then you do this Avoido. L'kache L'chanoi Li, says the Rashi, L'kache L'chnisoi B'kuhuna Yedea B'godim. That through the Big Day Kuhuna, you are being Mekadish, the Kehanim, to be Kehanim for the Eibishter. Now the Rebbe is Mayrech in the Sicha, a lot of Diyukim in the Rashi, and the Biur, what exactly happens with Moshe Rabbeinu's Pula and the Begodim, which really it's worthy of its own shir. But I would like to focus, being that it's the last shir, on the Hira of the Rebbe from the Sicha, and I made copies so that you can follow along. Says the Rebbe, from the Inyonim, from Yenish Al-Toyra, versus in Pirash Rashi, the lesson that we could take from this Rashi, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the Raya Mehemna of all the Yidden of the generation, even later generations, nevertheless, from all the Yidden, he was commanded to bring close to him, to make Kohanim, certain group of Yidden. Says the Rebbe, Al derech ze zoich b'hispashtusa de Moshe shebechol dore v'dore, the same applies by the Rabbeim in each generation. Even though the avoid of the Nasi is to give Ashpa to all the Yidden of the generation, which that's why they're called Roshei Alfei Yisrael, just like a head, which is Mashpia Chayes to all the Ivorei Aguf, even the Tzipernayim, even the fingernails, which we learned in today's Hayom Yoyim, that they even have to be Durkenum mit Emes. But nevertheless, is ober farandi anhoga fun ata hakrev elechom mitoich b'nei Yisroel. As tudivas gein b'derech yeshoer ha-shoyerenu medrochov, those that are mikushorim, those that are connected to the Rebbe was given over in a specific way, and he elevated them from all the Yidin. Elecha, he gave them his koiches, that they should be the Chel Hashem, that they have the Koyach to be Mefitz Torah, his Torah, to all the Yidin. Just like the Kehanim, that they got the Koyach of the Moshe Rabbeinu to do the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Nesi Doreinu, he also creates Kehanim, which are the Shluchim, which are Mashpia, the Rebbe's Torah and Ur to the whole world. And being that everything is b'ashkocha pratis, and especially when it's regarding Yidin, the ashkocha pratis, that these Yidin, which are the Rebbe's Talmidim, which he gives himself over, al pi Torah, kumtos b'meila ois, as der ba'ata ha'akriv elechas al pi tzivei Hashem. Being that the job of a Rebbe is to give himself over to the Talmidim, according to Torah, that's what it has to be. So therefore, the shluchim of the Rebbe, have the special koiches, v'ata hakrive lecha. Now the Rebbe has a whole milchama with the Yetzer Hara. There are those that have a taina, that they're not ready for this. They're holding before the Big Day Kuna and Chinuch l'miluim. Especially everybody who's honest with themselves, Yodei Inesh Benavshe. That could be that there are certain inyonim and that he fell through, and he didn't act in a way was past for atonement for Nanosi b'Yisrael. That it's not fitting. Sometimes he acts in a way which it's not fitting for a Talmud of Nesi Dereinu to act in such a way. Hein Dviken and Hobna Shaykhis Vikirov to Moshe Rabbeinu. How could he have a shaykes to the Rebbe If L'chayr is posel l'kuna, he's a cholol, he's mechulol min akuna. Says Rashi, as a filo a koyin vas bapoyel kan yitzter ni ton di avoida. Rashi says that all the bnei Aaron, even those which right now cannot do the avoida for whatever reason, nevertheless, is a saivi a koyin, he's nevertheless a koyin, and Moshe gives his koyches that it should be for him, va'ata hakriv elecha. Why? And here's a very important paragraph. Verin ois koyin ken enit. You can't become ois chosid of the Rebbe. You can't become ois koyin. Thus is legamri nitoli in zayin bechira. It's not up to you anymore. Zayin bechira bashtet nor in dem to mala zayin tafkida yachashol nit. You don't have the freedom to say I'm no longer in the army. The only choice you have is to do your job. But by saying I'm not doing my job doesn't mean you don't have the job. The job is yours regardless. You don't have the choice anymore to have that shlichus. The Nasi Ador said, give us Iber to Aich, it's ours, whether we like it or not. Our choice is only if we want to do it. Not if we have it. That you don't have a choice anymore. It's already ours. It's very important. Ubemela hot in dem schools und die achrayes, you have the privilege and the responsibility to do the avoida. And the avoida, we're doing the avoida for all of Klal Yisrael, the Kehanim. Durch bringen zu sei the earth from Torah mitzvahs, not just the regular light of Torah mitzvahs, but also the mar shebe Torah, which is obviously chsidis and the Torah of the Rebbe. Machen euch zei for Kehanim, and we have to make other people to be Kehanim. So we don't have a choice. We are commissioned soldiers. So therefore, our job is to make sure we make the right choice to actually serve Bepoyel. But Yetzirah is not done. Zoch the Yetzirah. And he says like this, the other way. You yourself say that you didn't have enough time to work on yourself. In other words, you're not a perfect soldier. You're missing. And if so, how can you think that you're going to be able to make the other person a healthy soldier if you are a sick soldier? Think about it. How can you do for someone else something that you don't have? If you're not a good soldier, you're going to make good soldiers. That doesn't make sense. How could you make something that you don't have yourself? Says the Rebbe, now Rashi gives us another answer. And that is that you're making a big mistake. This whole story of the Big Day Kohuna happened after Akamas HaMishkan. I want to explain what that means. What is one of the Chidushim of the Rebbe? That when you come to a Yid, you tell him to do Torah mitzvahs, he says, I've never done it before, it's not me. Our answer is that it's already, you're not creating a Yid. You are just revealing in him something that he already has. In other words, if you had to create him to make him a Yid, it's very difficult. The Giur and all, to change a real Metzias is very difficult. But just to bring out who you already are is much easier because the well springs are already inside, the water is already there. Says the Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu already made the Klal Yisrael for Kehanim. The job, the Rebbe did it for you. You're there just to reveal it, to throw off the dust. You're not making the Chosid, you're not making the Baal Tshuva, you're not making the Yid. That Melmaila was already done. Hakamas HaMishkan happened without you. I'm sorry for you feeling that it's all you. Hakamas HaMishkan is without you. Your job is just to bring that out, Begoli, what's already there. Your job is not to recreate a Metzias and to change a Metzias. Your job is only to reveal the Metzias that's already there. Now we're going to finish off with the words of the Rebbe. Underibir is a dover border, therefore it's clear. If you're not going to allow the Yetzirah to get to you and to ensnare you in his different plans, and you're going to do your job, you're for sure going to be matzliach in dein arbit. Bisu Megalazain the Mishkan Dikri Migdash, you're gonna reveal the Mishkan, the Neshama, which is the Beis HaMikdash, was by Yed or Yidin, which is by every single Yid. Now the Rebbe finishes off the last paragraph. Vazdos vet memayr to mekarev zayin the gilui from their Mikdash HaKloli. By revealing the Mikdash, which is inside every single Yid, you're going to reveal and bring out the gilui of the Mikdash HaKloli. We're talking about literally the third Beis HaMikdash. Also, this Beis HaMikdash, it's already milmaila, it's already finished. You just have to make it, reveal it, lamata. And Rebbe says, obviously, and Rebbe brings in order 56, that this Indian, we have a Rashi and Toysos and Sukkah that tells us about the Mikdash coming milmaila. And that will be Bibias Mashiach Tzidkenu and Chitaka B, the Korim.